Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. The most intriguing talk in talk radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back once again to Ransom Notes. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Kathy Ransom, our author and our host each and every week. And her latest is out, and it's called More Ransom Notes, Walk with Joy. And that's the follow-up to Ransom Notes, and she's the subject of a documentary. She does so much, and you know, hey, listen, she's closer to 90 than she is to 80, and she gets more done than any 30-year-old I know. So that is a great thing. And Kathy Ransom here once again. Kathy, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just sort of laughing at what you were saying, thinking that I've worn a computer out, and today I had to go buy a new one because the guy that sort of fixes mine says it's not working on flat tires, it's working on axles. So I don't know. I guess I just type too many things, but it's sort of fun to write and use your head and do things that are different than when you were actually working, because my job was, my life was teaching, and I taught children, and I also then began to teach teachers how to teach and work, and that was great. And then I retired. I've been retired about as long as I've worked, so that's great. And now I found a new thing that I love to do, and that's to write. But I also have learned to love to talk to you and share things over the radio. And today we're going to talk about a very different subject. Have you ever known a prisoner, Frank?
Yes, I have. I try to visit folks that I know that are in prison, and you know, often I'm the only person that goes to visit them, and you know, I see it as a thing of pride. You know, if somebody's a real vicious person and beyond my ability to repair them, I don't go there. Serial killer, for example. You know, people who've made silly mistakes or stupid mistakes or whatever you want to call it, I feel for them. And Jesus felt for folks like that. And if the Lord can do it, then so can I.
Well, I, too, have a friend that had been in the class I taught, that I teach on Sunday at church, and he obviously made some mistakes. I don't know exactly what they are. That's not the reason I continued to communicate with him, but I knew that he needed a friend, and so I started sending our weekly ransom notes to him, and he would write in his rather awkward language, not language, handwriting, back to me, and we began to even have a better friendship than the fact that he was in the class that I taught. And as we did this, he then in turn did exactly what I guess I was trying to do in the beginning, that I was trying to support my friend and make sure that he didn't lose his faith while he was in prison. And he's not a lifer, and he stole some things, but I don't know any more details, and I don't really care about them. That's not how they do it.
Right.
So I sent ransom notes to him, and I just for fun, I would stick some photos usually in the envelope that I'd taken. He was an Afro-American, and he liked the animals, and I love traveling, and we're going to Africa again one more time before I get too old. So I would send some photos of lions and other things to try and make it. And then I would include the latest copies of ransom notes in it. And I'd write a letter always. And then one day he suddenly says, I've got a second friend who is reading ransom notes. Could you send two copies? And long story short, I began to meet the second gentleman who I've never seen, don't know what he looks like, doesn't make any difference. I received another letter from him just this week. It's always sort of fun. And so I am finding that there is a missionary need to reach out to some of these people. They don't have chaplains often. Sometimes they don't. I'll tell you, my first friend needs a kidney, and they don't feed him exactly the right kind of foods that he needs. So he needs sometimes a little supplementary money to be able to find some food that he can eat for until he gets the kidney, which he probably will not get. So, but the interesting thing was the new friend that I made wrote me some letters, and the last letter he wrote, he included a letter that he wanted me to take and put on the altar for him that was addressed to the Lord. And where I go to church, we don't have an altar. We're more casual than that, and that's okay. But I did as he asked. I did indeed take his letter to him. But I want to just share a few highlights from that letter, because my friends that are listening, his letter is a wonderful prayer. I don't know whether he's sincere when he wrote it. You know, I'm not the judge.
Right.
But what he said are some of the right things to do. I had to chuckle, first of all. And what he said is exactly right, but I still had to chuckle. Because instead of saying, dear God, he said, dear Daddy. And he is our Father. And I did. I chuckled, Frank. But, you know. So obviously, you know, it's going to be a casual letter.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that's his natural way he would have said it. As I told you, I've never met him. He, among other things, thanked the Lord or Daddy for opening up the gates, and because he has received notice that he's going to be released a little earlier than he thought. He said, I praise you in your courts. I sing a new song unto you. I sacrifice my whole self to be obedient. Think of those words that someone has made a mistake. My whole self to be obedient. I pray daily to do your will. I'm happy and blessed to read the word. And incidentally, there was someone in the class that paid for two copies of Ransom Notes, More Ransom Notes, Walk with Joy, and we had them sent to the prison, one for each of the two friends I have. Isn't that sort of, see how wonderful we can begin? So then the next, I love you because you first loved me. Well, that's a good scripture.
Yeah.
We love him because he did first love it. Then his next sentence is the one Daddy, forgive me for my sins, my faults, my inequities, my trespasses, my transgressions, and search my heart because I have hurt you with my sins. What a great line of asking for forgiveness.
Wow.
I don't know if he copied it from something. It doesn't make any difference. He obviously at least acknowledged that he had some sins. Well, Frank, have you ever sinned?
I think we all have. And
well,
certainly, yes. The answer is
yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. I forgive those who have sinned and debts against me. Well, probably some people are sort of unhappy with him too. Clean me, give me a pure heart, and set me free. Now, part of that set me free has a double meaning for him. Thank you, Daddy, for hearing my prayers and giving me an advocate to help me get my liberty early. So, but that's exactly what we need to say to the Lord. Thanks, Lord, for forgiving the sins I've made in this world and setting me free. The words are exactly what you and I need to pray. I know I'm being released from this prison and preparing for freedom. Now, he has two or three really requests of the Lord that I sort of like. Put a hedge of protection of witnesses and angels around me. Holy, holy, hallelujah. He knows that he's got to have a helper. He's going to have trouble when he gets out. When people go back to communities where they were, they've got to make some changes. If we become a Christian late in life, we may have to make some changes. And so he's acknowledging that. Now, the next one brought tears to me. Find me a church home that will accept me as a work in progress.
Wow.
Just that, even the fact that he thought about the fact, you know what? Some churches wouldn't want him to come back because he's been in prison.
Yeah.
But he wants to find a place to worship. I think he lives up in the came from up in the Chicago area, but I, again, don't really, really know. I appreciate, and his final line, I appreciate Daddy for all you're doing for me.
Amazing.
And I just think sometimes we as an audience, probably most of the people, maybe everyone that's listening to this, have never been a prisoner in a prison. We've been a prisoner of sin. We've been prisoners sometimes and had to go to school or, you know, do some of those kind of things. But we need to, two things. We need to recognize that we need to ask for some of these same things that this anonymous prisoner asked for. But we also, I want to send out the challenge. You've found a prisoner that needs your help. I've found someone that I seem to be reaching out to and making some connections. I hope that together we spread the word. I would encourage many in our audience, not everyone will be able to do it, but think about, is there a way that a prison might need some love, some Christian words, maybe some Bibles, maybe even copies of ransom notes, who knows?
Yes.
I'm being silly, but they might.
You're right on.
But God says we need to sow seed, and I think that's what we can do as we reach out, not just to prisoners, to others, but today we're sort of focusing on that. Have a great week, Frank.
You too. And I just I want to say, too, that the way he prayed, the way he asked the Lord for help, Daddy, as he put it, he wasn't saying I didn't do anything wrong. I've been falsely accused. He's saying I sinned. He's admitting I sinned. He's giving a confession, and he wants you to put it right on that altar. And you got to love that about this man, that that he understands. He's flawed, and he's worried about somebody accepting him into their church. It's just wonderful. Kathy, wonderful as always.
Thank you.
Frank McKay here signing off, thanking everyone for listening each and every week. And please buy more Ransom Notes. This is the follow-up to Ransom Notes. Walk with Joy, and our author and our host is the same person. She's wonderful, Kathy Ransom, and she's the subject of a documentary. Please get more Ransom Notes, Walk with Joy. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Ransom Notes.
You've been listening to Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. The most intriguing talk in talk radio.